Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
And I say welcome to the show.
Steve Sanchez, 101.5 FM, 720 AM, Kate on the Talk of Las Vegas. Hour number two, Tuesday edition of the show, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program, 702-257-5396. Calls on hold, stay put. We will be getting to you in this segment, I promise. I know there's been some long hold times. And my apologies, but I know who you are, and we will jump to you here in just a moment. I wanted to talk a little bit more about Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada, important. Governor Sisolak, what he did on Monday, very important. We left the show in the first hour talking about the protest today and, you know, how I am encouraging, demanding almost, that thousands of you show up and be angry regarding mail-in voting and the fraud that it's going to place in the great state of Nevada. It's just going to. And the reason I bring this up is on Monday, Governor Sisolak signed a bill allowing mail-in voting because of the pandemic. You know, you can be inside, well, Home Depot. You can go to Smith's. And you can go to Costco. Hell, you can go to the casinos, you can go on the strip, you can go protest holding a Black Lives Matter sign. But you can't go vote because you're going to get sick, according to Governor Sisolak, which is ridiculous. This is why the president is upset and suing the state of Nevada, which he should, by the way, because Nevada is a swing state. Nevada needs to do things accordingly, not based on a political agenda. And Trump is upset and stating the obvious that the election results could be delayed by months. It could. A lot of things could happen. We've never faced this in the history of the country. This is not like the hanging Chad in 2000 against Gore and Bush when the Supreme Court had to make a decision. And that was, well, unprecedented. We'd never faced anything like that in our time in history. No, this is much more significant. This could be a disaster. And, you know, what you probably don't understand, because the mainstream media is trying to play this down, the left is definitely trying to play this down, is you may think, well, what's the big deal? We already have absentee ballots. So a lot of people believe that mail-in voting is the same as absentee ballots, but it is absolutely not the same. There's a process that is much more secured when it comes to absentee ballots than mail-in voting. Mail-in voting basically is mail it to anybody, anybody that can breathe. I mean, seriously, here's a great example. This is a family in Atlanta, okay? Hear me for a moment. And I can give you example after example around the country. But this is a family in Atlanta that found a voter registration application in their mailbox. Get this, addressed to Cody Timms, their cat, which died 12 years ago. I can't make this stuff up. So this family gets a voter registration application to Cody Timms, their cat, which died 12 years ago. This is the problem. Mail-in voting can go to anyone, to anybody. The fraud that can happen is unprecedented. So when the president does say that, hey, we can have a real problem here, this could be a delay in election, well, then what happens? You know, we talked about it last week about constitutionally what would happen, how this would take place until there's a clear winner. I mean, many people may say, well, does the president stay in office until there's a clear winner? I don't know. We've never dealt with this before. Now, my understanding, and I've looked at some of the constitutional standards, is that, you know, Nancy Pelosi could be the temporary president until all this is factored out. She is the third in line, and the Speaker of the House has some unique roles. So, you know, I'm not a constitutional attorney. I just play one on TV. But at the end of the day, we've never faced this, and it is rare. And some are saying, well, it's for that look. If you're sick, you can do an absentee ballot. No problem. No one's going to force you to get over to the voting booth. But to mandate this in terms of, well, it's just because of the pandemic, this is an excuse from Governor Sisolak, because Governor Sisolak has a very clear agenda. You know what that is. Let's just use New York as an example here, okay? New York is an example. Now, New York, get this. This is what's crazy, and it's going to happen around the country. New York will count many mailed-in ballots, even if they're not postmarked by the deadline or postmarked at all. A federal judge ruled this on Monday. What the hell's happening? Is this not a recipe for cheating? And the mainstream media, they're crickets. I mean, the left and the mainstream media, they're crickets about this. So, you know, the president warning, the left is now having a field day saying, oh, he's just doing this so that when he loses the election badly by creepy Joe Biden, which, by the way, can't even do an interview with Dana Perino on Fox, his wife has to do it for him. He's not even there. Have you ever heard in the history of the country that the wife comes and does the interview for the presidential candidate because he's too busy taking Geritol? This is insane. And you Democrats defend it. You useful idiots defend it. And are okay with it. You're okay with giving a man who has dementia, probably pre-stage Alzheimer's, the nuclear codes. And you say, well, Trump is dangerous. Trump is this. In 4 years, has Trump got us in a war? No, it's just the opposite. Trump tried to negotiate with North Korea. Have you heard a problem from North Korea since? No, you haven't. Trump literally has tried to broker peace in the Middle East. Trump has pulled troops in limited capacity, yes, out of countries where they don't need to be. So when you try to say, well, we gave Donald Trump the codes in 4 years, has anything happened? And are you going to try to tell me, no matter if you like Trump or not, that Trump doesn't have the mental capacity, that Trump doesn't have the mental capacity to not be able to lead the country? You've seen him at press conferences. You've seen him interviewed. My God, Chris Wallace does not throw softballs on Fox News. And Trump took care of business. Joe Biden won't even accept the invitation. I mean, that's crazy. And Jill Biden's doing interviews for him. And you Democrats are okay with it. This is what mail-in voting's about. Don't let them try to twist the narrative that mail-in voting is because, and Trump's upset about it because he's going to lose and he's just going to blame mail-in voting. No, 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 no. It's just the opposite. Trump wants to make sure that you have your constitutional right in play. Why do you think the mainstream media, the left and the Democrats are trying to pull out of the debates? Now they're using an excuse that says, well, Joe Biden's so far in the polls, he doesn't have to debate. Really? That's why? That's what you're trying to make the American people believe? And some of you sheep will fall to slaughter. You'll believe it. It's shocking that no Democrats call and try to convince me or try to share with me where I'm wrong. Because you can't. Because you know it. You're trying. You're desperately. You're Googling. And you're trying to find research to substantiate and back your position. But you can't. Because you know your position is lunacy. The hatred you have for Donald Trump has surpassed any rationale. It just has. I mean, my God, look at COVID-19. Look at this phoniness of systemic racism that's being, you know, promoted around the country. You know, my God, even the Golden Knights took a freaking knee. Bunch of damn fools. Yeah, you heard me. Bunch of damn fools. What the hell is this? You don't like America, get the hell out of here. Go play in Canada. It's real simple. And I don't care if you're a Golden Knight fan or not. I could care less. I could care less. There is a principle and there is a honor that you better have as an American. And I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, black, white. I don't give two craps what you are. But what you are supposed to be is an American that is supposed to honor the Constitution, the flag, the men and women that have fought, the men that have died in wars. Don't tell me you're oppressed. This is nuts. This is nuts. I'm opening up the phone lines. 702-257-5396. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. I mean, my God, did you ever think in a million years you would have Seattle wanting to replace the police with gender-affirming, anti-racist departments of community safety? I mean, have you ever thought, I mean, is this not crazy? Did you ever think in a million years protesters would be allowed to sue the city of Seattle claiming they need expensive protective gear to demonstrate safely against the police? And Seattle is placating this stuff. I mean, we've lost our minds. And you want Joe Biden? And you think Joe Biden has the answers? 50 years in politics. 8 years as Barack Obama's vice president. Why in the hell, Crazy Joe, didn't you give Barack Obama all the answers to all the country's problems when you were the vice president for 8 years? We wouldn't be in this mess. You wouldn't have had to have a Donald Trump. Am I the only one that gets this? That sees this clearly? I mean, seriously. And you know what people will do? They'll call me and say, well, he was a draft dodger. Yeah, he was a draft dodger, all right. And he borrowed $1 million from his daddy to do his, you know, to start his company. He was a draft dodger. You know, and he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Oh, good God, is that all you have? Yes, he called women pigs. That's all you have? I'd be more worried about Bill Clinton that they've now found buck naked on a white rug in artwork in Jeffrey Epstein's. That bare big bubba ass of his lighting up the room in Jeffrey Epstein's house. You're not concerned about that. You're not concerned about the accusations against him and others of political influence in this country with sex trafficking and pedophilia. But you're upset that Donald Trump took $1 million from his dad for his company. It's incredible to me. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back.
A truthful take on our troubled times. It's Steve Sanchez.
Just imagine this. Your spouse is basting the turkey. You're watching the Macy's Day Parade. Maybe. And you're going to find out if and who won the presidency. That's what mail-in voting means. I mean, even a New York Times columnist has suggested that the election outcome because of mail-in voting could be up in the air until Thanksgiving, maybe even after. I mean, is this going to be the new way we do business in America because of a virus that has a 98% success rate of keeping you safe and healthy? I mean, seriously, is this what we've become? So here's my question to you. Does this mail-in voting, now that Governor Sisolak made it official Monday, does the mail-in voting give you area of concern? Or do you think, it's okay, everything's going to move just fine, I agree with it, better to be safe than sorry. What side of the fence are you on? Obviously, many of you don't care. Because many of you were not out at the protest with Michael J. McDonald, the chairman of the Republican Party in Nevada. And maybe some of you didn't know that there was this going on because sometimes they don't do a good enough job of promoting things. I have to just be honest. Maybe you just didn't know. But is this something that we should be concerned about? Is this something that Nevada, a swing state, by the way, should be concerned about? With the cheating, the president's saying you should be. I mean, he's even going to the point where Nevada's going to get sued because of it. I'm opening up the phone line. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. 702-257-5396. I mean, think about it. Mail-in voting. Now they're trying to say Joe Biden shouldn't have to debate because he's leading in the polls. In the history of this country, we've never had that, ever. It's because he can't debate. He's not cognizant. Fox News had Dana Perino interviewing his wife on his behalf. And America doesn't see a problem? Let's go now to our busy calls. Bruce, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. Hey, this vaccine, you know, it's a whole program, another block on the highway, blind submission and compliance. You know, they're going to make it mandatory. They can make it mandatory without making it mandatory. They say, well, you don't have to have it, but if you want to drive, work, travel, shop, or go to school, you'll have to be vaccinated. There's a BBC article by a lady named Lena Zeldovich. It's called "Will Travel Be Safer by 2022? And it discusses a technology that's supported by, of course, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And it's, you know, it cites the use of macro needles that is on this patch. And they're going to hold this vaccine, your vaccine history, and whatever else they want to store in there, and all your information. And the article paints a real pretty picture of, like, oh, you know, it's just like a Band-Aid. You go to the airport, you get a temperature scan. It automatically, you know, reads your micro patch for information. Then you go to the breast scanner, and it uses a capsule that has radiating magnetic waves to check your breath for virus particles and make it all sound so appealing when it's really not. You know, in Microsoft, they also hold a patent on a temporary tattoo that can also incorporate all this technology. And one other thing is, don't forget about the patent number WO2020060606, which is Microsoft's cryptocurrency system using body activity data to pay you.
Incredible. Incredible. No, I appreciate it, Bruce. I got to bounce them up on break, but great comments. It is. I mean, in essence, the things that you just spouted off is this it's just this agenda. And a lot of people don't believe that there's a globalist new world order. They just don't. They refuse to see that there's a new world order, an order that wants a one world government, a one world currency, a one world religion. There is. Do your homework. This is not conspiracy. A lot of people say, there comes the tinfoil hats. No, it's not tinfoil hat belief systems. Just look and follow the money. You know, someone said earlier in the show, follow the money. I agree, follow the money. And right now, big money is pushing mail-in voting. Big money is pushing that. If a dead cat got a registration form in the mail, a dead cat, how do you prevent fraud? Someone can fill that out and send it in. There's no spots. There's no checks and balances. I know, as an American citizen, I'm not okay with that. Are you okay with that? Again, we can have a process for people that are not able to go vote. We already have those processes in place. Come on now. There were diseases before COVID-19. Cancer, heart disease, leukemias. I mean, you know, there were diseases before COVID-19, and somehow we still had debates, somehow we still had elections the right way. So you do the math. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. Let's take a break, come back, and start going back to those calls. Don't go away. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you on this very busy Tuesday edition of the show. Want to remind you about my friends over at the Young Law Group. Shane Jasmine Young, one of the top 100 attorneys in Las Vegas, has been doing these webcasts. They're free webinars. They're called the Family Emergency Planning Webinars. And because people are busy and sometimes you just can't be on a webinar when the time or date is in, you know, on the calendar, but you could do it at the comfort of your own home. If you're on a break at lunch, and Shane Jasmine Young at the Young Law Group has made that easy. What am I talking about? I'm talking about your living trust. I'm talking about your wills, your powers of attorney. your guardianships for your kids. If COVID-19 and all the things that have happened in these last few months haven't taught you that you need your documents in order, I don't know what's going to teach you that. Look, I spent 25 plus years in the financial business, so I can tell you this. If you don't have your documents in order, you can be in a lot of trouble. Now, a lot of families think, well, if something happened to me, mom and dad will take care of the kids. Wrong. The courts decide who takes care of the kids. And if they don't believe mom and dad are the right people to take care of the kids, guess what? Mom and dad aren't taking care of the kids. This is why you need guardianship. This is why you need powers of attorney. And the free webcast, the on-demand webcast that Young Law Group provides is going to help you do and learn all of this from the comforts of your own home. Pretty easy to get registered for free. Just go to younglawlive.com. That's younglawlive.com. You'll see the on-demand tab. Click that. Register so you can get it downloaded at your convenience. And get this. This is what's cool. Everybody that registers for free and downloads the webcast to view it is going to get $1,000 credit toward any legal costs for your living trust, your documents, etc. Can you believe that? $1,000. That's for this audience exclusively. So don't hesitate. I'm telling you. Younglawlive.com. That's younglawlive.com. Go register for that on-demand webcast. It's for free. You get $1,000 credit towards your legal documents from my friends over at the Young Law Group. Now, we've been talking about, well, the election, lawlessness versus law and order candidate. But mail-in voting specifically is something that I don't think people are taking too seriously. Just look at the primary in June. There were delays regarding who won and when. It didn't happen on election night. Oh, some did, but there, you know, a lot of the election results took a few days to actually come in. And that's just on that little bit of a level. When we're talking about a presidential election, we're talking about major things. And it's not just the presidency that we have to worry about. We have to worry about, you know, Congress and the Senate, you know, the United States House of Representatives and the Senate. If you want to take back, you know, D.C. for Nevada, mail-in voting, I'm telling you, is going to create a big, big problem. It's just going to do it. And when you see Jill Biden out there doing interviews for her husband, Joe Biden, that should tell you one thing, that this candidate is not the right candidate. The only choice, the only clear choice. So I guess here's my question. And I know many Democrats listen to this show. I know many independents listen to the show. If you're a Democrat out there right now, an independent, let's say you voted for Trump last time, or maybe you didn't, and you're just on the fence right now. Maybe you're a young voter. Maybe you're a first-time voter listening right now to the audience, or excuse me, in the audience to the show. Has there been anything that I've said that you can go verify that is leaning you towards a Trump presidency? I mean, have you looked at the facts versus the fallacy? I'd love to hear from you. This audience would love to hear from you. I'd love to have a discussion with you. If you're in the black community or the Hispanic community, and maybe you went the other way last time, and based on Black Lives Matter and based on what's happening with systemic racism and unfair, you're not getting PPP, but Chinese owned companies did, which is a whole other topic. I don't know if we're going to have time to talk about that tonight. Have you decided that maybe Donald Trump is the way to go? That the Democrats duped you last time? That, you know, going for Hillary Clinton seemed like the obvious choice because the Democrats continue to say, Democrats are here for you. We understand. We understand that you have needs and only government can fulfill them. Has the last 4 years of a Trump presidency with all the economic growth and the Make America Great Again agenda, has that resonated for you personally? Black community, Hispanic community, Asian community, women in the audience that are making more money now prior to COVID-19 that they did before, even though Hillary Clinton kept saying, well, we feel your pain and women are not getting paid equally, even though a study was done that she was paying women less than the men on her staff. What a hypocrite. And by the way, what happened to the sexual allegations against Joe Biden? Did those go all the way? I mean, that's not important anymore. You know, where's the Me Too movement? I mean, isn't that important anymore? I mean, I thought we were supposed to believe women when they say someone assaulted them, or at least give them the benefit of the doubt. I've always believed that's to be stupid, okay? Because not all women are running on the right cylinder. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just going to tell you. Oh, don't get me started and say that's sexist, because there's a hell of a lot of men, useful idiots, that are not running on the right cylinder either. But are you telling me that every woman that accuses someone of rape or sexual abuse, we're supposed to believe immediately? Immediately? But that's what the Me Too movement said. So why did Joe Biden get a pass? Oh, that's just Joe. He loves to sniff hair. Joe Biden took college courses on the art of sniffing hair. He can sniff out dandruff a mile away. Bad plugs Biden. He loves to smell skin. He loves to massage necks. He loves to make little kids uncomfortable when he's caressing their faces in photo ops. And those poor little kids look like they're, get me the hell out of here. But yet, those sexual allegations are gone. Maybe COVID-19 ate them all up. I don't know. This is what's at stake. And if you're in that audience, in this audience, and you fall into that category, where are you at now? Don't be shy. The silent majority, I think at this point, needs to not be so silent anymore. I think more and more and more, the mainstream media, the political pundits in this country need to know that there's a hell of a lot of support for Donald Trump. And it's not because Trump is so special. No, it's just that he decided to say it and do something about it. Could have been anybody else. But he was the guy that decided to say it and do something about it. He took the heat, still takes the heat. False accusations, innuendo, hoax, Russia hoax, collusion, quid pro quo. The impeachment. No one talks about that anymore because it was a farce. I mean, think about that. Think about that for a moment. Who else would have been able to go into that position at this time in history and be able to take the level of attacks? So don't tell me God's hand isn't in these things. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Let's get right back to business. BC, you're next. Welcome to the program.
So, man, hey, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but like every place, my wife and I, we've lived in the city, Las Vegas, our whole time. We get mail from random people at every address I've ever been to. And I understand that some of that may be due to people that live there, but you can look up history online, the registers, and see exactly who's lived in what places before. And I'm telling you, man, every time I get new names, there's old names, but I get new names all the time we've been at this place now for 4 years. And I don't know if that's got something to do with this, where you can, you know, because registering to vote, just get an address. You don't have to prove anything, not in this state at least. And I don't know. I think that this thing here is going to allow a big auction, especially when you have the leftist outfit saying that they're going to need time around Thanksgiving. They'll be able to pump and dump votes just by looking at the count. Hey, we're short about 10,000 votes, you know, so then boom, they just rack up a bunch more, pump them in there. And
that's the problem. That's the problem. The fraud is incredible in terms of what can happen like that.
He's got to get the rallies going again and not give a damn what they're saying about the COVID virus. That's a visual thing that Biden can't compete with. And as long as he's got those rallies going and they get packed again, which I don't see why they wouldn't, then there's no way they could pull this off, because you'd have to, you know what I'm saying, you have to be a dummy to think that Biden would win when you have a comparison of people enthused on this side and not on this side. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. And I'm hoping that after Labor Day, you know, he's got some rallies planned. And I'm not saying he does, but I'm hoping after Labor Day, he's got some rallies planned for September and possibly October. It's going to be necessary because, you know, within that 2 month period, you know, he can have 2, 3, 4 rallies and they could be real winners.
Yeah, this Sisolak, to be able to pass laws that quick, and we already knew this was coming. Remember, we said this. He's going to mention something in that special session. That Trump needs to pass laws the same way that require at least something, a phone number, so that they can call you back to make sure that you're not somebody's pet, dead or alive, or a social security number. If they're not going to have voter ID, he's got to be able to do stuff like that. If these governors can just instantly do it, there's no, you know, there's no contention to it. This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
we have people at all the polls counting, make sure there's not busloads of votes, or who does the counting anyways? Who are these people? We got to make sure that they're all good.
Yeah. See, and that's the problem right there, BC. You just don't know. And I appreciate the call. You just don't know. And this mail-in voting opens up the door for fraud. And the left is saying Trump is afraid of mail-in voting. because he knows he's going to lose. He's going to use this as an excuse to say, you see, I lost because of the fraud. That this is finally his excuse. He finally found an excuse to basically, because he hates to lose, this is going to be his way. You know that is the furthest thing from the truth. Any candidate that has been treated as horribly as this president, the lies, the false accusations, the endless investigations that have netted zero, would give me, if I was the president, the same concern. You know, after all, the most valuable thing we have is the right to vote when we're a citizen. This is how this country was structured. This is how it was framed. And to really take that away, and this is the only way they know how to do it, it's quite dangerous. It really is. It's quite dangerous. You know, they don't like 65 million of you that actually voted for Donald Trump in 2016. So the only way they can control that is to control the narrative. And that's exactly what they're doing. And they're succeeding, which is mind-blowing to me. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Let's take that break. When we come back, let's get to the rest of these calls that are on hold. Don't go away.
Time for talking's over now. I guess it's time to let you go. But I don't. No, I don't mind at all. It's getting so you.
I want to take the moment here just to remind you again about FWS Lending. I got some messages as we were at break, and you heard me talk in the first hour about, you know, working with old school bankers that can help you today, not 30 days from now. And FWS Lending, Ed is the guy to go to. 32 years serving Las Vegas, flexible and easy payments, lowest interest rate. He'll beat anybody out there. And he specializes in getting you 1,000, 2,000, up to 5,000 in cash in as little as 72 hours. That's a fact. And I would suggest you call him because he's doing some things right now post-COVID to help the community that he has served for 32 years. So if you're looking to go to a lender that can get you cash now because you're just getting back on your feet and you need some money now for some things, he's the guy to call. He will be by his phone till 9 p.m. tonight. That's a promise he's made for this audience. You can call him at 702-613-2153. Now, keep in mind, again, the only qualification to get 1,000, 2,000, up to 5,000 in cash is a full-time job. Full-time employment. No credit, bad credit. There's no credit checks. Again, old school lender serving the community for 32 years. 702-613-2153. That's 702-613-2153. Give him a call. He's waiting to hear from you. Make sure you tell him I sent you so he takes special care of you. All right. Let's get back to our busy calls. Lauren, you're next. Welcome to the program. Lauren, are you with me?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate you guys.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thank you. I wanted to comment on voting and just to say I've been a native of Las Vegas for quite a while and feel like the Albertsons before, the Galleria Mall, mm-hmm. and I can't do Walmart, Home Depot, casinos and marijuana dispensaries set up voting polls. And
did I lose you? It seems I lost.
There you are.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's you on our end. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
So that's all. I just wanted to give that comment on the voting, and I believe in person, and I disagree with the mail-in.
No, I appreciate that, Lauren. Thanks for the call. I know you're having a little phone issue there, but I think the gist of it is, you know, you're a native of Vegas and you're like, hey, man, these are my rights. And you're right. They are your rights. And I'm not happy about it. And, you know, I just got some notifications from Michael McDonald. So Cyrus was incorrect that called earlier. There were many hundreds of people out there, not just 100, hundreds of people out there at the event protesting peacefully at the Grant Sawyer building. So I'm glad that Republicans are putting it together and pulling it together, because that is what it's going to take. All right, let's go ahead and go to our friend on the left coast. He's under the regime of Comrade Newsom. Khalid, how are you doing tonight? Did Khalid leave the building? Khalid has left the building. Let's go ahead and are we done, Producer Nate? Okay, we're getting up to break. Can we at least take one more call? Okay, I guess we can't. My fault. I went long. Calls on hold. My apologies. So let me give you some housekeeping here. The SteveSanchezShow.com website. Make sure you're following me there on my socials, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I've got a digital platform. I do live stream videos every day that you can be part of. You can comment, be part of the community. It's very easy. Again, the SteveSanchezShow.com website. You'll find our podcast, our archives there. You'll find news stories, featured stories, community forums, the donate button for the charity over at Children's Hospital at UMC. Still need some help there. Please be generous with that. It's only 10 bucks. It helps the kids with the masks. So the SteveSanchezShow.com is the go-to place if you want to know what I'm doing the other 22 hours of the day. So make sure you do that. I'm going to be on Greg Kelly Reports tomorrow on Newsmax TV. Check your local listings. Of course, I'll be back tomorrow night at 6 p.m. My good friend Ken Thompson, SportsX Radio, is up next. Keep it right here. Until next time, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Listening to Steve Sanchez. For more of Steve, visit the Steve Sanchez Show.